You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
Sportsnet. Spec, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Declan had asked about irrational fears in five questions. Mount Rushmore. So we did four, but do you have any irrational fears that step out? Right hand up, I said I was afraid of water, like ocean water, flying, snakes,
really?
Things of that nature. I'm not a big fan of. So if there's anything you did want to confess, the mic is yours.
You know what? I'm pretty fearless, I would say.
Fearless.
Well, I'm trying to think. Like, I don't have, you know, I guess you'd put it this way. I think the worst way to die would be to be, like, killed by a colony of ants. Like, that would be my irrational fear. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but that, to me, would be a really gross way to go, you know?
That's a great one.
Like, a Hulk, or, like you know, a giant hive of 7,000 wasps or bees just taking you on and taking you down. That would not be much fun. I guess that's my irrational fear. Is that fair?
I think that's a good one. For putting you on the spot, that is a very good one, actually. Are you out at the Media Golf Classic today, Spec?
I am indeed. I'm having a nice foursome with Oilers media relations head guy Jamie Cartmell, the new assistant coach Paul McFarlane, and Rob Tichkowski from Post Media. So you can rest assured, Rob and I have fully instructed Paul McFarlane on what to do with his power play and how to do it. And he's actually even broke out a pen and started taking notes at one point.
Smart man.
No, that's a total lie, by the way.
No, I kind of assume. So has he given you any insight to what we can expect this year?
You know what? It's actually, he did give us a little insight that I'm happy to report. He said, like, I was kind of saying, like, it's pretty cool. You got the best player in the world, McDavid. You got the best guy in the world from the board Draisaitl's office. You got him. You know, you got the hardest. I mean, is Bush the hardest shot in the league? I don't know. No one's consistently harder. He's as hard as it comes. Let's say that from the point. I was like, man, you got a guy in front of the net, Hyman, who's, you know, he's one of the better down low crease guys, right? So you got a lot of weapons. And one thing that he said was he thinks they want to get, they probably should get Bouchard more shots from closer. That's what he said. I thought, that's interesting. Closer. He said, yeah, he can get closer and get more shots. So maybe that's a little tip you learn on the golf course, huh? How about that?
There might be a fear of Bouch bombs from opposing goaltenders if he's getting a little bit closer and letting them rip.
he rips it. We all know that. And when he steps into it in the top, in the high slot, like, oh, my God. And, you know, when he's going, I've always said this about him. There's few guys who can fire pucks that hard that end up within, like, 3 inches of the iron somewhere.
Yeah.
And he's good at that. He doesn't shoot down the middle. He doesn't hit guys in the crest, right? He's a guy that shoots on the perimeter. So, I don't know. If that plan works, I'll bet you it's a good plan.
I would say so, and I fear for the net front presence. But, yeah, Bouchard obviously does that with some accuracy. So that's intriguing. That's something to watch out for, I suppose, here once the preseason gets going. Now, tomorrow they'll have the medicals, the physicals for a training camp, and then it all gets going. So we know the usuals who everybody's going to be watching, but are there any players under the radar you're going to be having an eye on once they get on the ice?
Yeah, one of the guys is Tomasek for me. I think everyone's a little intrigued with him. I've heard a couple, I'm surrounded here by Oilers people now. All their scouts are golfing, all their coaches are golfing, their GM, Jeff Jackson, you know, everyone talked to Chris Knobloch. And while we're just standing around shooting the breeze, I've heard a couple guys say that they're really impressed with the way Tomasek shoots a puck, but he can really wire it. So that's interesting. You know, I'd like to see if he can, if the shot that those guys are seeing in practices and captain skates can translate to an NHL game, right? It's a whole different deal when they drop a puck in an NHL game, but I'll be interested to see if Tomasek can make the jump. You know, there's been so many guys, Connor, like people a little older. Do you remember Jiří Dopita?
I do, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The name for sure.
Great Czech player. Like in the old country, he was one of the best they had, man. And his game never translated. He came to Philly, he came to Edmonton, he went home to Europe. And he never pulled it off. Like, his excellent European game, it just didn't translate here. But many others have. Many guys have come over and made the jump at an older age. You know, so those old Russians that all came, like Larionov was like 28, 29 when he came over. So anyway, it's which side of that fence does Tomasek land on? I'll be interested to find out.
Yeah, I mean, and positive buzz is always a good sign. And when there's smoke, there's fire, maybe, and hopefully mm-hmm. it works out. So that's a good one for someone to watch out for. Now, one of the names that was brought up earlier today, you know, just talking about some of the younger guys to watch out for that would have a chance to make the opening night squad would be Savoy, who had a pretty good game and you know, put up some points. We've also heard that he's added the PK element to his game while down in Bakersfield, has a year mm-hmm. of professional hockey under the belt. But Ike Howard yeah. is the one that's also generating a lot of buzz. Won the Hobie Baker last year. Winners before that, Malcolm Celebrini, Fantilli, Cole Caulfield. There's been some pretty good players to win the award. And I don't want to put him right in that category because that's probably unfair. But when you look at Ike Howard, what do you think he has to do in the preseason to ensure he has a spot by opening night?
Well, you know, it's funny, like these rookie games, some guys thrive in the rookie games because there's no systems and it's just a bunch of guys who all shake each other's hands in the dressing room, introduce each other and go out and play a hockey game. And other guys' games don't work in that scenario. You know, the more structured the game gets, the better their game is. Is Ike Howard one of those guys? I don't know. We haven't seen it yet. You know, I'm going to say to you that his game wasn't very good in the rookie games, but that doesn't mean much to me. I want to see him, you know, with a little more structure, right? With all NHL players or mostly NHL players. So we got to figure that out about the guy. And then we got to, you know, you got to know, like, you're right. That list of guys who won the Hobie Baker is filled with wicked good players. And he did win the Hobie Baker. You can't take that away from him. Does that mean he's ready right now? Is he ready next year? You know, is he ready to come? Is it a good idea to take a young player like that and put him next to a superstar like Draisaitl? Or is that a bad idea? Is it better to put him next to a Henrique or someone like that and say, hey, man, you don't have to look to your right and see a Hall of Fame player every night, right? Just go out and play the sport. So I'm not sure how they'll handle him, but there's, you know, he's a big lump of clay right now. That's what he is. Be interesting to see how it works.
Talking to Mark Spector here on the Jason Gregor Show, Connor Halley sitting in. And I think one of the more intriguing things that happened over the offseason, and, you know, fair or not, a lot of fans were frustrated with Dustin Schwartz. And I think for a lot of us, we thought that was probably overblown, but they do make the change for the goaltending coach. Peter Aubrey comes in here. I mean, what kind of changes would you expect? And like, realistically, how much can you expect things to change here?
Well, I'm not, like, I'm sorry. Stu Skinner is a 26-year-old professional goaltender who's been good enough to get his team to two Stanley Cups. He's not going to get a new coach, walk in the door and completely change his game. Like, it doesn't work that way, right? It ain't going to happen. So frankly, are we going to see much different? No. Are you going to see a few little things? Like, the analytics have always said that Skinner is not, Skinner's struggles come in the east to west, right? That's yep. what the analytics guy, that's what Kevin Woodley will tell you. So maybe there's a few things they can do to take that number and make it look better and maybe steal a few more saves on east to west plays. Like, maybe that's how we see a bit of a difference in Skinner. But let's look at the guy's, you know, I know people don't like Stu Skinner and all that stuff. The guy's style, the way he plays, has led him to a great deal of success in the big picture. He's not going to turn into a completely different goalie just because we change coaches here, is he?
No, I wouldn't think so. Like, maybe there are a few things you tweak, but I'm like you. I don't think you're going to see wholesale changes here. As Mark Spector joins us on the Jason Gregor Show. I know last season, and maybe we had a little fun at their expense, but the Vancouver Canucks were an absolute clown show, and there was drama on and off the ice. JT Miller goes to New York, and, you know, Canucks fans would say good riddance. You know, they needed to get that distraction out of there. Well, he goes to New York, and today he's named captain, which is a pretty prestigious thing, I would say, with the New York Rangers and their history. Do you like that decision?
Well, it's a ballsy, courageous, I should say. It's a courageous decision. He's a guy that is a leader, and he drags everyone into the fight, but he doesn't always do it the right way. Like, I think it was publicly stated by some guys who were around when Pettersson was a young player, and there were some deficiencies in his game and his outlook and maybe his personality that Miller didn't love, right? And he did not find the proper way to drag Elias Pettersson into the proverbial fight. He frankly buried that young player, was what other guys who were on that Vancouver roster said. They, you know, who was the guy? I can't remember. He was on the camp with the Cam and Strick podcast. Is that it? Out of St. Louis?
Yeah.
One of the, sort of a fringe guy. I forget who it was. But he was in the dressing room, and he said, I told JT, you're gonna crush this kid's soul. Like, go a little easier. So my point would be this. It's hard to be a captain. You got to have the right touch. You know, yeah, he'll lead you into a bar brawl, and you love that about JT Miller, man. He's a courageous, you know, hit you in the head, like, straight-on guy. But there's more to being a captain than that. There's times when you got to have a little bit of a touch. So will he figure that out in New York? I mean, I hope he does, because they're going to have some young players too. And they're going to have some guys that need to, you know, not everyone needs a kick in the ass. Some guys need a pat in the back. And that's part of being a captain as well.
Yeah, very well said. And you'd think, especially being told by other players, like, hey, this is not going to work for him. But that's who JT Miller is, and we'll see how it works out in New York. Probably not the best news for the Toronto Blue Jays. Maybe it could have been worse, but Bo Bichette, he's going to be done for the rest of the regular season.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not ideal, but fingers crossed you get him back for the playoffs, only a couple weeks away here. What did you make of that news, and how much of an impact do you think that has on the Jays right now, who, you know, really are playing good baseball without him? Other players have stepped up.
Well, so far, but let's face it, he's your starting shortstop, and as well as Jimenez played for a couple games here, he's your starting shortstop for a reason. Your infield's better when it's Bichette and Jimenez instead of Jimenez and whoever you're putting at second base, whether it's who played there last night? I can't even remember who played there last night. Anyhow, my point is, he's your starting shortstop, so you can color this up as much as you want. You're going to miss him. He's also been one of your very best bats this year. He's been hitting it great this year. So, you know, I'm not here to tell you, oh, well, they're going great, it won't matter. This matters. He's an important player. Can you recover? Can Jimenez play short? And can, you know, you find a sort of an everyday second baseman? Sure, you can do that. And maybe Santander comes back in, and maybe he starts hitting the ball. But somebody better pick the slack up. And I'm going to say to you, when Bo Bichette goes down, there's more slack to get picked up than when a lot of other guys go down.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly going to test the depth. What hole are you on, Speck? Are you just about to wrap up today?
We're on 14, as a okay. matter of fact. I'm walking it while I'm talking to you. I hope I'm not out of breath. But I'm trying to stay away from the golfers while I'm yapping away here. But we're out at the Glendale at golf. Like, come on, it's September 16th, and everyone's wearing shorts, and it's sunny, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm about up here, Connor, for, you know, 29 of the next 32 days inside a hockey rink. So this is a welcome day out in the golf course for sure.
Clement, second base yesterday for the Jays.
Yeah, Eddie Clement played. Yeah, that's right.
Had to look it up on my slow computer.
Well, He's okay. But you know what? Jimenez is a better second baseman, and Bichette's a better shortstop than Jimenez. And you can't tell me that's not true.
I wouldn't. Speck, enjoy the rest of the round. Say hello to everyone down there for us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.